Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me today. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because she's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain... an original member of our Brain Trust. Almost an original member of the show. The only person who's as, almost as original as I am to the show, Beverly Williams, is the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And, folks, if you're having any kind of success in your home-based business and any of that's attributable to the attitude that people have about home-based businesses these days, and maybe even if you're having a little bit of success with your local zoning, the lady you're about to listen to, and some of you may be meeting for the first time, has a lot to do with that. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, and good morning.
It's good to have you back, as always, and congratulations on Home-Based Business Week. The ninth anniversary, right?
I believe it is. I can't remember exactly when I started.
Well, time flies when you're having fun.
It does. I can't believe it's been 9 years. I mean, it's 12 years ago that a small group of us, in fact, 12 years tomorrow, a small group of home-based business people got together and said, you know what, we need to band together and support each other and help people understand who and what home-based business is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how Home-Based Business came about, Home-Based Business Week came about, the anniversary of the forming of that group of people 12 years ago.
Well, and then from that, you got started working on making it happen so that you could of course you formed the AAHBB, but you also started working on the week,
right.
I should say.
The week. I did. What I had found was that most people, first of all, laughed when we said we were working from home because they didn't believe us. Secondly, there were a lot of people that were not telling people they were home-based businesses because of that attitude.
Right.
And because that there were so many antiquated zoning ordinances as well as antiquated attitudes about home-based businesses. And Home-Based Business Week started to help raise that professional image, to give home-based businesses an opportunity to toot their horn, and an opportunity for the media to do positive stories about home-based businesses in general and specifically in their areas so that people could understand we're not drug dealers, you know, working out of our basements.
Mm-hmm.
We are legitimate business people, and we are growing very strong in numbers across this country.
Well, and the thing that's happening, folks, and Beverly certainly knows all about this, is that... That the 21st century dawned on a new age, and that is an age of people accepting more responsibility for themselves. And in my article, my feature article in the letter this week, in my newsletter this week, Beverly, I talk about, and as you'll be getting real soon, I talk about the two things that really have helped make a home-based business more possible and help home-based business owners to be more successful. And one of them is the official death of the job security myth.
Oh, yeah.
And number two is technology. I mean,
absolutely.
once people really understood that this concept of job security was really pretty much always been a myth, once they realized that, then they said, you know what, you know, I better start looking around to make sure that I'm creating my own safety net.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, as you know, Beverly, a lot of people started doing that with a part-time business from home while they had their job before they ever got laid off.
That's right. And then my husband was an example of someone who had worked for a major corporation for 31 years, had planned to spend all his working life there, retire with the gold watch. Here was his wife doing home-based businesses, and he was very supportive, but he didn't really understand until he got downsized and forced out of a company that he had been so loyal to for 31 years. And he was sitting there looking at himself and going, now what do I do? And he developed a home-based business for himself and almost 10 years of working that business before he's actually retired now. It was a wake-up call for a lot of people, as you said, about 10 years ago. At the end of the 20th century, people began realizing that there wasn't anything such as job security, as you said.
That's right. And every day that ticked by, it became more and more of a myth. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till. It's also Home-Based Business Week, and we're celebrating that, kicking that off with Beverly Williams, one of the people who actually got this whole thing started. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses and the lady responsible for this being Home-Based Business Week. And so we're getting that kicked off. Ordinarily, Beverly's with us toward the middle of the week, but I wanted her to be on today so we can talk about getting this week kicked off. And folks, if you're home-based business, if you have a home-based business, part-time or full-time, this is your week, and we'd like to, Beverly, I know you agree with me, we'd like to encourage you to not only be a little bit, maybe just a little more proud of yourself today than you than you were yesterday, although we always want you to be proud of yourself, but also, you know, maybe take this week, this opportunity to be a little, if you've been in the closet, which we can kind of understand a little bit, you know, come out of the closet this week, and also... Let your maybe this is a good week to do a little bit more mixing around with other home-based business owners. Go to your Chamber of Commerce, find out what they've got going on. If they don't have anything going on that recognizes Home-Based Business Week, tell them you'd like to participate in something.
Tell them it's, although they may not have time to do much this year, they could certainly at one or any of their meetings this week stand up and announce the fact that it's Home-Based Business Week and ask all their home-based business owners to stand up and be recognized. I mean, that is a step forward if they've never done that before.
But, you know, what about this thing, Bev? What about going down to make an appointment with the mayor or the county chairman or whoever, whatever hour of your municipality is organized? Just make an appointment and go down and just say, you know what, I'm a home-based business owner. And, you know, I, you know, here are my hopes and my dreams. I know some other people who are like this. And this is not an opportunity to go down there and be rude or anything like that. If you're not happy with the zoning ordinances that you have, which is what Beverly's going to talk about in a minute. But just to go down and just let them know that you're there and let them know about what the contribution that you're making to the local economy and why it's important that people recognize the significance of home-based businesses.
Absolutely. You know, there's a two-way responsibility here for making sure that your local business environment and residential environment is suitable for home-based businesses. As a home-based business owner or a potential one, it's your responsibility to make sure that you follow whatever law there is. And if that's an antiquated law, if it hasn't caught up with the 21st century yet, then it's part of your responsibility to go to your local municipality and say, you know, this really needs to be brought into the 21st century. There's lots of information on the site at aahbb.org or at the Small Business Advocate to talk about zoning, the positive aspects of changing the zoning to bring it into the 21st century to support appropriate home-based businesses. Now, one of the first difficulties we had with this was that people said, well, you just want all home-based businesses to be allowed regardless, and that's not true. You will notice from the model zoning ordinances on the site that we want appropriate, well-defined, legal home-based businesses to operate in the safety and comfort of their own home.
We don't want people putting a chicken farm in a neighborhood.
Absolutely not.
Well, or a nuclear power plant or anything like that. We don't, or a home-based paper mill, right? We don't want anything
right.
like that.
And in a tight residential area, I don't want a carpenter shop next to me where machines are going all day, and I don't want a car repair. But if I'm out in a rural area and someone has 5, 10, 20 acres and they want to put that kind of business, that's more appropriate. Those are the kind of things we talk about in the zoning model zoning ordinances. The other part of the responsibility is that of the civic leaders to look at their situation and say, what's going on here? What have we not recognized yet? What have we not looked at and said, this needs to be changed? And I'll tell you, one of the first things they need to look at is their home-based business zoning ordinances. Mm-hmm. What does their environment allow? What should be allowed in their area? If it's a dense population, it's one thing. If it's more rural, it's another. But look at your situation and say, what can we do to help support these people who are operating businesses from their home?
Maybe maybe this would be a good thing to start talking to your mayor about, or your councilman or whatever about, and just say, you know, if you're not familiar with what the local zoning ordinances are for home-based businesses, maybe just say, can you tell me what they are? And maybe this is the week you start collecting the information to find out what's going on, so you know where to start in the work that you're going to do to reform them.
Absolutely.
Of course, you may be lucky enough to live in a part of the world where it doesn't need to be reformed. Maybe you don't even have a problem. But there are also, in addition to the zoning ordinances, there also are the homeowner covenants that are above and beyond the local ordinances.
And they're more difficult to change, but not impossible. And that is the place where you need to start. If you live in a residential area that's governed by a homeowners association, check your covenants and restrictions to see if they specifically talk about home-based businesses.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not there, then you're probably fine. They would go by whatever city or incorporated area you live in. But if there is something there, start talking to the association members to find out what their feelings are about it and what you can do to get them changed.
But you know, Beverly, I'd like to encourage people just to not take a militant attitude about this.
Right.
You can be professional, try not to be, don't be shrill about it, don't be militant. Let them know that you're serious about it, and you can talk about this being Home-Based Business Week, and you can talk about there being millions and millions and more every year of home-based business owners, part-time and full-time out there, and that this is a growing, emerging sector of the marketplace. Just talk about the facts and talk about things that are reasonable. Beverly, that seems to me to be the right approach. What do you think?
I agree 100%. There's seven reasons why
you
should
allow when you're agreeing with me 100%, I got to stop on that one. We're going to move on, folks. I'll be right back. We're going to end on that high note. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Beverly. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams, founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And folks, you can find out all about her at aahbb.org, and not only about her, but about all the work that she's done over the years. And in the interest of full disclosure, I will remind you that all of Beverly's stuff now resides in partnership with our site at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and so it's just we put our forces together, and I'm very happy to be able to do that. There's nothing bad that can come from being associated with Beverly Williams, folks. Beverly, I want you to get into those 7 points that you mentioned. But one thing before we go, I want to remind people about. And by the way, folks, if you go to jbsba.com and subscribe to the newsletter this week, you'll get the article that I wrote about Home-Based Business Week that's in this week's newsletter. But I want to remind people, Beverly, that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, human beings made their living under the same roof where they did their living.
That's right.
For thousands of years, folks. It's only been for about the last 100 or so years that people left home to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened, this business about not understanding why people would be home-based, that's an anomaly. It's a freak in terms of human existence. It's a freak situation, basically.
And there's not that there's anything wrong with it, obviously. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that working away from home is the new kid on the block. So we don't need to act like being home-based is some kind of a weird thing.
I have to relay a quick story about a zoning battle that I was involved in several years ago in a fairly rural but somewhat urban county that was fighting changing their home-based business laws to bring them up to date. And the people who were standing up talking against these new laws were farmers.
Yeah.
And I could not resist standing up and saying, here's the ultimate historically based home-based business.
Right.
You know, and yet they're talking just because we're not going to be farming against other people who want to live and work under the same roof.
It
very definitely, this whole country was founded on home-based businesses.
People who made their living in the same roof where they did their living. Okay,
that's
give us
right.
Those 7 points that we should use when we're talking to our elected representatives.
Well, now, I don't have the list in front of me, and you're going to put me on the spot, but let's talk about the fact that your neighborhoods are going to be safer because there's a presence there where children can come home from school, and if there's a problem, they're concerned, and they're latchkey children. There's a neighbor who is home working that can provide a safe haven for them. Crime tends to be lower in areas where home-based businesses are allowed because, again, there is a presence in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who they're going in and out.
Coming and going, right.
Right. They're watching what's going on. You're putting less pollutants in the air in your area because there's less traffic on the road, particularly during rush hour. There's less wear and tear on the roads because of that. The people who are living and working under the same roof are helping the local economy because they are spending their discretionary dollars in the same place they live.
And they're not sitting at home being laid off.
That's exactly right. They're not taking some of the benefits away from perhaps people who don't have that opportunity. And now I don't know what you are. Go to the site and see.
And just look how happy. Just look how happy the people are.
Oh, the quality of life is such a high issue for so many people, me included. I taught a class last week at the local college, and a woman looked at me and she saw my title, The Home Business Advocate, and she said, tell me why you advocate for home-based businesses. And I said, well, it starts with very selfish reasons. I love the quality of my life being a home-based business owner, and I want everybody to be able to share in that, everybody who should and is able to have a home-based business. Here again, there are people who are not meant to be isolated in a home office, and it can be isolating. There are people who are not meant to be business owners. It
mm-hmm.
takes a certain personality and certain skills you can learn. The personality, it takes a long time to change that. If you want it bad enough, you can learn it, but it's not for everybody.
And by the way, folks, if you go to aahbb.org, those zoning points are right there. And they're all listed right there. 7 reasons to allow home-based business owners to operate. And Beverly Williams, happy Home-Based Business Week. I just want you to know on behalf of all home-based business owners everywhere, we're proud that you were there for us.
Oh, thank you.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do without her. We won't do without her. But I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, including all home-based business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And this program is for you. Happy Home-Based Business Week.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.